News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Key workers like nurses, guardian teachers could soon rent affordable homes in central Dublin under a new Dublin City Council plan. Dublin City Council has launched this bold urban rejuvenation pilot to turn vacant and derelict buildings into cost rental housing. North Frederick Street and Mibble Abbey Street have been chosen for the project, as both have many empty or rundown buildings. What do you make of it?
Really, really good idea, Ciara, for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, we've spoken about it many times on the show, the idea of using the infrastructure we already have. God knows it's hard enough to build for various reasons. It's hard enough to get planning for various reasons. So let's use the stock that we already have. So I really like it from that point of view. I also really like the idea of regenerating parts of the city centre, the likes of North Frederick Street, Middle Abbey Street, that have a lot of dereliction. You go down there at, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening. There's not, you know, there's no people living along there. Yeah, so it's quiet. So the idea of passive security, that's the best thing you can have in terms of antisocial behaviour. People living on the street. So I love the idea. I think fair play to Dublin City Council. Look, it probably should have happened years ago. It seems to have a one-stop shop in place for owners to try and deal with all these issues. And there will be issues. There'll be planning issues. There'll be trying to locate who the owners of the various buildings are. But yeah, let's give it a go, and hopefully this can be a template for other parts of the city and other cities as well.
I fully agree with you. It will create a community where a community needs to exist. It will create passive security. We have a housing shortage, and it will use empty buildings. It will actually maximise usage of what we already have. I do not understand why Dublin can't have people living over the shop.
Guess how many people live on O'Connell Street, Ciara?
Is it two families?
One family.
One family. I knew it was something ridiculous. But we are there with a housing crisis in our capital city that has huge buildings lying idle. I know all the fire safety regulations were changed after the Stardust. I am aware of that. But how can we live under fire regulations that nowhere else lives under, because people do live above the shop in every other European city, in every other city, major city in the world? It makes no sense. My fear about this is, and I said it earlier on in the show, is the row that's going to start about who is a key worker. Because we're like, oh, key workers. Well, obviously, guards, nurses, teachers, etc. But then it's like, well, ambulance men. And then it's like firemen. And you're like, well, okay, you know, fair enough. And then it's like, well, I kept the lights on in retail during the pandemic. And then it's like, oh, well, actually, I work in a warehouse. And how do you, and I work on the docks. And suddenly, every single worker in Dublin is a key worker. And I know this to be the case because I'm looking at our text line and that's exactly what is coming in. We have the can't do attitude here that drives me insane.
I find that depressing, but I do think that's just a matter for Dublin City Council to deal with. They deal with the applications and they say, we're picking you over you, and that's how it's going to work. And the other thing is...
But we hate when people are across with us.
Yeah, but we do.
And people will be
that's
cross.
That's absolutely fair. But if somebody gets a house under this process, that person is then not going for the house up the road. So everybody benefits from this. So let's try and focus
on
the
positives.
And
if you look at the streets they're talking about, you literally could be talking about thousands of people may be able to take houses. But let us know out there what you think about this proposed pilot and indeed about the key worker situation. Who is or who is not a key worker? We'd love to hear from you this morning. And for more on this, I am joined now by Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. Richard, what do you make of this proposed pilot to, I suppose, get key workers living above the shop on Abbey Street or North Frederick Street?
Look, I'm very supportive, I have to say. It's obviously one of the things that was in the Taoiseach's task force. You know, people will talk about 20 or 30 years ago, guards were able to live in the likes of Phibsborough or in Rathmines and Ranelagh. They're no longer able to do that. You know, they're obviously being priced out like everybody else, but they're essential workers. Teachers, as you've mentioned as well, like, we need to keep the schools active. We need to create communities in Dublin city centre. And I think, you know, if you look at, you know, very successful cities, Berlin and Paris, you know, they've worked on that principle. I'd like to see some commercial use at the ground floor to maintain the footfall, but I've been in plenty of buildings in Dublin City, not just the two that have been mentioned, but, you know, the likes of Henry Street, etc., where you've got like 3,000 or 4,000 square foot of unutilized property that could make quite attractive apartments. And I totally agree with the point that you're making around fire regulations. You know, if the Dutch can do it with more difficult buildings, we certainly can do it in Dublin.
Many of the buildings, and you see them as well in New York, have pulled down ladders and all sorts of things. I don't care what they actually do to make this safe, but this makes no sense to me. And you made a very good point about vacancy and dereliction that exists in the city. We have two things that are really obvious. We have high levels of vacancy and dereliction in Dublin city centre. We have high levels of antisocial behaviour. Some of that is as a consequence of that. And we have a housing crisis. This is not rocket science. And yet, one of the things I would wonder about this is why it's going to take 3 years to do two streets. Should this not be citywide for a start? And also, we should be ambitiously trying to push ahead of this 18 months, 24 months. Surely we can do better.
Yeah, I think, look, you know, obviously we need to pilot and there will be things to be ironed out. You know, and I totally agree with you. I've had this argument before, and, you know, in New York where you have the ladders and then you're sold what is a historic building and you can't interfere with the integrity of the building. I think that's kind of silly, to be honest with you. I think we need to be far more imaginative. I think it's right. We need to get this right, but, you know, we certainly can replicate it across the city. And I'd like to see, you know, the people living back in and having communities in the city that will assist on every level, including the perceptions of safety, the vibrancy, and having a thriving city and people living in the city and working in the likes of the Docklands, etc. So I think, you know, we need to be really imaginative on this. I think it's really important that, as you've also pointed out, that we identify the correct cohorts. And I think they are the kind of this is infrastructure, but we need infrastructure workers as well. And I think they have to be given a priority because there are tasks that need to be done in the city. And
take the point that I was making that every dog and divil will suddenly be a key worker? And it could be argued, because we recently had, I suppose, a definition of key workers during the pandemic about people who still had to go to work. I very much doubt retail workers who were, you know, on site in shops on a daily basis, unlike many other office workers who are working from home, would like to see themselves considered key worker for a pandemic, but not key worker when it comes to a house.
Well, I think, look, in terms of the actual key workers, and you've said it, we'll need a definition of that. I think, you know, in the initial stages, we need to look at those infrastructure workers, and then we need to expand it. But I think once we get the ball rolling in this, I think you'll see a lot more interest coming in. And I think it's one of those ones that, you know, will allow us to develop the kind of communities that we need in the city centre. So I think this is a really good initiative, and certainly we'll be giving it every support that we possibly can.
Thanks very much for joining us on all of that. That is Richard Guiney there, CEO of Dublin 10. I think this is genius, Shane.
It's an absolute no-brainer and it has to happen. And I love the focus that has been put on it. Let's deliver it, because we're great at plans. We need to deliver it.
I think our ambition is low when we think 3 years, two streets. Do you know what I mean? I think...
Yeah, but that's probably realistic, Ciara.
Throw the kitchen sink at it, Shane.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.